Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. After August, River of Pines is brand new local rock here on a Saturday night for you. Hey, if you're out there tuning around, you can listen to Max Inc. live in Madison on WMDX 92.7 Mad Radio. You could also listen to us anywhere you want to go with the Civic Media app rocker. Get that on your phone from the Play Store or any app store or at maxincradio.com.
That's right, Jimmy. The pandemic is often remembered as a negative time, and surely it was, but the pandemic was also a kickstarter for creativity, technical streaming advancement, and bringing together new musical projects. After August is one such band performing in 2022 in Madison. They perform original music in a new classic rock style. The five members, they're known for their award-winning songwriting, engaging harmonies, driving rhythms, and catchy riffs. Here in the studio tonight is band leader Bob Manner and the other guys from After August. After August, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker.
Thanks.
Tell us the other guy's name.
Introduce yourselves quick.
All right. I am Greg Thornburg. I'm playing lead guitars on this endeavor. We have Dan Kennedy playing bass, and Pete Schmaling is on drums. And not here tonight is Sheila Shigley. She's doing some...
The vocalist we just heard.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Who you just heard, and she's doing some Irish gigs tonight.
Her voice is fantastic.
It's amazing.
It fits the music perfectly.
Second to none, yeah.
So you guys describe yourself like new classic rock style. Do you need a porn stash to play that?
You do, yeah.
Because Jimmy just got one.
We're all working on our stashes.
I'm a week from shaving the porn stash.
Yeah. You know, yep.
I'm gonna dress this up for tomorrow, I think.
Rocking one too here, yep.
Nice. You know, Bob, tell us about After August. I mean, you know, it came about such a crazy time. Tell us a little backstory of the band.
Well, the backstory is Greg and I had worked on a project together during the pandemic, and that was called Tempest, and it was kind of a two-man project that Dan played on it. Pete played on it, but it was more like a, you know, just something to do during the pandemic to pass the time.
Right.
And so we wrote a lot of songs for that record, and then... we decided to, you know, once the pandemic was over, we decided to take it out and play. So we got my wife into the band, Sheila, and we wrote some new songs. And the whole idea with this band is that it's collaborative. We've got, you know, multiple songwriters in the band, and we really wanted to give everybody an opportunity to, you know, do their thing and then kind of create a cohesive sound. And the new classic rock thing is like, okay, we're writing new music, but we're influenced by a lot of classic rock, all of us.
Yeah,
and
we're bringing guitar solos back.
Right, exactly.
I love that.
I love it, yes.
At our mature age, gentlemen, I really appreciate the classic rock sound of the new music that's coming out here. It's really cool. Now, the new album is your first debut album. It's called First Sign of Trouble. Was there a sign of trouble? What's the trouble in this album here?
Well, every song I think is in a minor key for one.
Someone who knows nothing about minor keys.
You know, the record is a little dark, okay. Lyrically, and a lot of minor key stuff. And there's the first sign of trouble is one of the lines in one of the songs Sheila wrote for the band called Red Sky, and that's on the record. So we liked that line for a title for the record.
So like fans and drummers like are wondering like what's the difference between a major and a minor chord?
And Jimmy K is wondering that too.
Well, it has to do with minor thirds and major thirds. That's about it.
Wow, that totally clears it up for me.
Yeah, major chords sound a little happier and minor chords tend to switch
dark.
That mood to be
a little dark.
A little sad sometimes. Yeah, D minor, if you watched Spinal Tap. Yeah, this is Spinal Tap. D minor is the saddest of all keys.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. It follows that other minor keys will also be sad.
So, you know, needless to say, we don't get invited for a lot of wedding shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're being realistic, maybe, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, they call us about 5 years later. Hey, can you know, come in?
You just need to a chord change. Can't guitar players do that?
Yeah, with capos. Yeah, if you have a capo, you can do it. Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about releasing your new album in this post-pandemic era?
I would say that we are Well, we're this is a kind of a new sound for us. I mean, this so it's hopeful in a way, I guess, but it's also kind of a reaction to the music that we hear out there, which is a little, you know, it's a little bland at times. And so we wanted to, the new classic rock really is not only just the fact that we're bringing guitar solos back, but it's also sort of how we approached the recording process, which was sort of analog in nature, digital in its format, but analog in its nature. We didn't do a lot of auto-tune on the vocals and things like that, you know? Yeah. So we really tried to capture the sound of the band in the recording. And so when we go out and play live, you're hearing what we recorded, you know? So I think, you know, we're hoping to bring that to people.
Do you find like a live band is in a way like less repetitious? Like, because some of the music today, you know, you record one piece of it, record yeah. another piece yeah. of it, and then it's like repeated right. and
cut and paste.
But like, you know, in analog, like maybe the drummer doesn't play the same
right
fill. Maybe the guitar player doesn't play the same riff, you know?
Yeah, we actually sing things all the way through and play things all the way through, you know, instead of cutting and pasting and, you
know. from point A to point B. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's yeah. new classic rock. We got Bob, we got Greg, we got Dan from After August. Their new album is called First Sign of Trouble. I want to talk to you, Dan, because you're kind of a rock star. You're kind of a big deal in the Madison area here. I before you walked in today, I had no idea that you were in After August. I'm just not paying attention these days, I guess. But I'm glad to see you here.
I lurk in the shadows in a lot of bands, really.
You really do. Talk about what you do beside After August. I mean, you must have fun playing out with all the different musicians and different album projects that you're involved with. But what is it that drew you to these guys with After August?
Well, I started playing with the Getaway Drivers. Mm-hmm. 43 years ago.
What?
I think I had just been born.
Something. I was going to say 4 or 5 years ago, not 43.
No, but Bob recruited me from the Shawn Michael Dargan band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I started playing with them. So 15 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Something like that.
And yeah, we've just sort of, I've been in and out of that band a bunch of different times as lineups changed and needs changed. And this time around, they needed a bass player, and I've been playing bass now for probably longer than I've been playing guitar. So I said, hey, it sounds like fun. I love the songs. And
that's great. So bass, guitar, do you play drums too? Or
I have played drums on occasion. I have played gigs on drums.
And you,
but
and
I
you
can't
sing
speak
too.
To how enjoyable it was for anybody that might have been listening.
And you sing too. You have a solo project that you do. You do a lot of open mics down at Cargo, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, I do every second Sunday at Cargo, I do a soul session, which is supposed to be like an Irish session or a bluegrass session where everybody kind of sits around a circle and we just pass the lead around whoever wants to do a song.
So I would imagine the songwriting collaboration in After August has to be pretty formidable. I mean, all of you are seasoned musicians. Talk about the songwriting process, how that happens, and how do you all bounce ideas off each other?
Well, a lot of times... the collaborative process happens more in the arranging than the writing. We're each bringing in songs that are basically finished, and people might have ideas of you know, different musical ideas to throw in to hey, we should do this for the bridge, or you know, let's not repeat that section or stuff like that.
Don't copy and paste.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So one of us will bring in a song and just hope to God that the others like it. Yeah. You know, and don't throw you out of the room, but it's really great. Everybody's so supportive, and that's the whole idea of this band, is to, you know, be egalitarian and, you know, try to bring the best out of everybody in terms of songwriting and playing. Mm-hmm. And we've all been learning a lot in this band.
Does Sheila come with her lyrics, writing her own lyrics? Do you guys ever take lyrics to Sheila?
No, she writes all her own. She's a great lyricist, so...
So you guys take care of the music, and Sheila's on.
Yeah, we tend to. Sheila tends to write in a, you know, a sweet tea country style a lot of the time. So like River of Pines was first written on banjo, and we sort of Led Zeppelined it up. as the band. And she loves that. You know, she's always surprised at what we can bring to it. And on this song in particular, the one that you played at the beginning of the show, she really did some caterwauling on that, you know, and it's not usual for Sheila to sing like that, but she just got all soulful on it during the recording process. And it's because we rocked it up, and that works really good.
I find sometimes singers can't remember lyrics unless they're the people who wrote them.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotta be my lyrics or I don't know what it was.
Right.
Hey, After August will release their new album, First Sign of Trouble, on Sunday, March 24th at the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue with Sean Michael Dargan. Where can we find this online, and will there be vinyl? And I'm just asking for a friend.
No plans for vinyl at this point, but that's not out of the question. So online, you know, just go on Facebook and type in After August or on Instagram, and you'll see where the... you know, where the poster is and where the time is and everything.
We also have a new website, afteraugust.net.
Yes, afteraugust.net.
You can stream there, or there are links to other streaming sites with the album on there.
Nice. Download or stream.
Right.
And you guys, of course, are on the streaming sites, so add that to your playlist. Help these guys out. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Congratulations on the new album.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Jim.
So happy to be here.
Before we go, tell us about this next song we're going to play. It's called In Solitude.
Greg, why don't you take that one?
All right. In Solitude. Actually, this is a cover of one of our songs on Tempest, the Tempest album. And
so you can sue yourself.
We can.
We're covering ourselves.
We're taking ourselves to court pretty soon on this one, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah. Just for the publicity, if nothing else, right?
That's great marketing. Band, I love that.
band sues self over rights to song. And Solitude was actually Bob wrote the lyrics for that. This came from a riff that I had rattling around on the guitar for decades, literally decades. And we had written a short piece for this, about a minute song for just sort of an in-between song on the Tempest album. And then Bob's family came to us and said, you really can't leave us with just a minute of this music. So Bob found some Latin to recite, some other lyrics. And I came up with some other guitar parts for the song and finally finished it after about 20 years. That song is finally complete and good to have that one done.
Yeah. Wow. You're like the Beatles.
Never throw anything away. Yeah.
Never throw it away. You never know when you might need it.
That's right. So this is one of our heavier tunes on the album.
Let's check it out right now. In Solitude. It's After August on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.